USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The big vote happens Wednesday in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump.
I will be voting to acquit the president.
In the wake of an 11-day trial, the jurors had their say.
I will vote to remove President Donald Trump from office.
I'm voting no on both of these articles.
Senate Democrats argued an acquittal will embolden the president.
Republicans in the Senate are offering him unbridled power without accountability, and he will gleefully seize that power.
He absolutely, unequivocally is guilty.
Republicans said a conviction would undermine the voters.
The Senate has never removed a president.
Stormy weather heading in, stretching from Texas to New York. Some parts of the South could be seeing at least 3 inches of rain. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Pete Buttigieg held a narrow lead over Senator Bernie Sanders in the early returns announced Tuesday in the Iowa caucuses. With about two-thirds of the precincts reporting, the former South Bend, Indiana mayor received 26.9% of the state's delegates, while Sanders had 25.1%. Senator Elizabeth Warren had 18.3%, and former Vice President Joe Biden had 15.6%. Senator Amy Klobuchar came in fifth and had 12.6%. The results of the Iowa caucuses were delayed by nearly a full day. A magnitude 5 earthquake has rattled Puerto Rico. It's the latest in hundreds of earthquakes to plague the island territory over the last month. The epicenter was about 13 miles southeast of Guanica. A 3.6 magnitude aftershock happened right after. There were no reports of any injuries or damage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
According to one national poll, President Trump's approval rating has never been higher. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Just as the election season begins, a new Gallup poll finds 49% of Americans surveyed approve of the job the president's doing. And that poll was taken during the impeachment trial in the Senate. A majority of Americans, 52%, say the president should be acquitted. President Trump enjoys the support of 94% of Republicans, 42% of independents, but just 7% of Democrats. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
General Motors has updated a December recall for the 2019 Chevy Silverados, GMC Sierras, and some Cadillac CT6s since the fix in the initial recall caused a brake failure problem. GM initially recalled the 2019 model vehicles in December to fix a software error that was found in the electronic brake controls that could cause the vehicle's anti-lock brake systems to shut off. GM said the software update used for the last recall disrupts the electronic brake control module when the consumer starts the vehicle using the OnStar app. The new repair involves having dealers reflash the vehicle's electronic brake control module with a new calibration that resolves both the issues. A stop sale order was placed on all vehicles until dealers fix them. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.